T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're heading out to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the PGA Championship final round actually gets started in about an hour. And Craig Humphreys of the Sports Animal radio station out there joins me. Craig and I have worked alongside each other for years at the Masters and various other majors. And hey, Craig, welcome to Talking Golf.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Ann. And if I can, congratulations on winning the Winnie Palmer Award, the Met Golf Writers, honoring Ann coming up June the 21st at Westchester Country Club, 100th anniversary for Westchester in 2022. But I know a lot of other people are going to be honored that night, Dottie Pepper, Mike Davis, Mark Cannizzaro. But Ann, what you've done, especially through your foundation for cancer research, I know right now, my wife is battling cancer. My son has battled it before. I really appreciate everything you've done for cancer research, and it couldn't happen to a better person. So congratulations.
Oh, my goodness, Craig. Well, I certainly didn't expect that, but thank you so much. Well, you know, I was out there in Tulsa earlier in the week when temps were in the 90s. And my gosh, the weather has changed drastically. What's going on out there? It got really tough yesterday, condition-wise.
Well, if they say in Oklahoma, if you want the weather to change, just wait a day. Because, and I don't know if we've ever seen a more dramatic change than from Friday to yesterday. Because, like you said, temperatures were in the 90, heat index over 100. And then yesterday we had wind chills in the 40s. Literally at Southern Hills. And we talked all weekend about how when the wind would change on the weekend, we knew the wind was going to change and come out of the north on Saturday and Sunday. These golfers played in the predominant south wind all week long with winds gusting up to 35, 40 miles an hour. And then to have it switch and come out of a totally different direction, that was a big change. And then you had the temperatures on top of that, totally different golf course yesterday.
Unbelievable. And so what do you make of this leaderboard? I mean, 11 of the 16 players in the top 10 on the leaderboard are looking for their first major title. And then you have, you know, Mito Pereira, Will Zalatoris, Cameron Young, Matt Fitzpatrick. They're all looking for their first win. So it's interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, what happened to the big names? I tell you, they should fire me as a golf handicapper, because I came on yesterday morning and said I thought it was going to come down to Justin Thomas. I was going to stick with him. I thought Rory would regain his game. He had fallen back a little bit with a 71 on Friday after that opening 65. But Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, even the young guys like a Davis Riley, after opening with a pair of 68s, he fell back with a 73. Cameron Smith had that great run earlier this year, winning the Players, tied for third in the Masters, one of the top players in the world. He fell back with a 73 yesterday. Even guys like Tyrrell Hatton, 74, Patrick Reed, 73, local stars like Taylor Gooch with a 74, Victor Hovland with a 75. Anyone with any name power fell back yesterday. And so we're left with Pereira, who did play his college golf at Texas Tech, and he's a good story in itself. I tell you, the guy that we should be looking at, in my opinion, and on the weekend, is Matt Fitzpatrick, because he has had a very good stretch of golf, and tied for second in the Wells Fargo here recently. Earlier this year, had a tie for fifth at the Valspar, tie for ninth at Bay Hill, tie for 10th at Phoenix, tie for sixth at Pebble, previous majors, tie for 14th at this year's Masters. So to me, as I handicap things today, And I don't know if that means anything, but Matt Fitzpatrick stands out as the player to beat today, even though he's three shots behind.
And exactly. I mean, Fitzpatrick has always impressed me. He can play. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, he won that U.S. Amateur back in 2013. He became the first English winner of the U.S. Amateur since Harold Hilton back in 1911. So, I mean, Fitzpatrick is solid, all these guys. But you mentioned some of the big names. Well, Rory McIlroy. What? I mean, you know, he just had that great opening round, 65. He's nine shots back. Brooks Koepka, 13 shots back. Jordan Spieth, who I picked, 14 shots behind. And, you know, Jordan Spieth played with Tiger and Rory in the first two rounds. And, you know, Tiger was Jordan Spieth's hero growing up. And I didn't think Spieth, as well as he, you know, did last week and leading up to this PGA Championship, Craig, I didn't think Spieth would really shine when I saw that pairing. I just think, you know, when you look up to somebody that much, like he looked up to Tiger, I didn't expect Jordan to do well.
Yeah, normally when you have a pairing like that, it does not help the players. And we saw that again this week. Spieth fell back with a 74, like you said yesterday. Rory, after that great opening round, comes out yesterday. He's still right in contention, double on number six. Then he bogeys 7 and 8. And then Rory had the triple on number 11. So a double and a triple yesterday. Rory falls back. And so, yeah, it has not been a good week for the big names, including Tiger. We didn't even mention Tiger with the 79 and had the WD. But, you know, in his defense, I mean, he put on a great battle on Friday just to make the cut. One putted, what, six straight holes from 12 to 17 on Friday, just battling, made huge par savers at 12 and 14. But then he shoots a 79 yesterday. Now, it was the cold weather. I mean, when he teed off yesterday morning, I mean, it's wind chill in the 40s, and it's raining off and on. And it was just miserable weather, similar to what we saw Saturday at Augusta National Land.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I was not surprised that he withdrew after shooting that 79. And he looked like he was in so much pain and discomfort. And, you know, what did you see in him? I mean, he just seemed like he was stumbling down those hills and just really laboring. And he would have, had he played today, he would have been out there literally soon, right? Because he would have been, he was tied for last.
Oh, yeah.
He probably would have been
right.
The first one to tee off at 8 a.m. Yeah. Your time. So I can't, you know, it takes him so much time to get his body ready, a lot of hours to, you know, get to a point where he can actually get out there and hit a ball. So it didn't surprise me. How about you?
Hey, no, it didn't surprise me. And, hey, it's great to have him back, though. I tell you, he entertained a ton of people here in Tulsa. And I tell you, Ann, he battled yesterday. He had to go one under on the last five holes just to stay out of the 80s. And believe me, he knew that. And so he showed us a couple of times this weekend, Friday and Saturday. You know, he will battle. He will never give up. This is the first time he's WD'd as a professional. I still think he's going to get back to playing some great golf. He's just not quite ready yet. I think really he's, you hate to say the Masters and the PGA are tune-ups, but I think he's playing these as a tune-up for the Open Championship at St. Andrews.
Yeah, he's won there twice. It'll be interesting to see if he actually plays the U.S. Open in Brookline at the country club. Who knows? But we do know, he did say that he will play the Open Championship. Let's talk a little bit about Mikko Pereira. Very impressive young man from Chile. So composed, playing in his first PGA Championship. Yeah, he's 27 years old. This is only his 28th start on the PGA Tour. And the guy finds himself at the top of the leaderboard. Do you think he can maintain today and close it out?
You know, I would be surprised if he closed it out. But I'll tell you this. He impressed me yesterday. You know, he had the good start yesterday, birdies on 2 and 5. And so that got him all the way to 10 under. Heck, he had a 3-shot lead after 5. Then he had a 4-shot lead through 6 holes. And then he had that stretch in where he had the 4 bogeys in 5 holes. And it looked like he was about to come apart. But then he got it back together and you know, made that long putt for eagle at 13 for the birdie. Great tee shot. You know, 14 is that tough par 3. Tremendous tee shot at 14. he makes that putt for another birdie and gets his round back on track. And so he had a very good finish, made the long putt at 18. Now he's got the three-shot lead. So, yeah, I'm with you. I was amazed at his composure yesterday. Again, right now, if you ask me to bet on it, I wouldn't bet that he's going to be holding the Wanamaker Cup at the end of the day. But he impressed me yesterday, and this is his rookie season. He's got five top 25s this season, so don't count him out.
And Will Zalatoris, after putting lights out on Friday, he couldn't buy a putt yesterday. He's three shots back.
Yeah, I missed those two early short putts on number one and four early for Will Zalatoris, and he shoots a four over on the front nine, missed another short putt for birdie at number nine. But then he makes that bomb on number 13, and that gets him back to minus six, but he falls back with the bogey at number 16, birdied the short 17th, as a lot of people did. So a little disappointed with his round. I mean, after opening 66, 65, he loves this golf course, 73 yesterday, but still not out of this, only three shots back.
And Cameron Young, great local story, the son of David Young, the head pro at Sleepy Hollow in Westchester County. He's, five shots back, so it's good to see Cameron Young in there.
That's a great story in New York, I know, and I saw him interviewed last night. And, of course, he's a college teammate of Will Zalatoris. He goes out, shoots two under on the front nine, had the bogey at 10, but he came back with a birdie at 13. And then that great shot in number 17, you know, they moved the tees up on 17, the par four, made it a drivable par four yesterday. And he drives the green, makes the long putt for eagle. That puts him right in there. I tell you, 67 yesterday, one of the top rounds of the day by Cameron Young. And sitting there only four shots back, he's been very impressive in his rookie season.
We have about a minute, Craig. I mean, I could have you on for hours. You're so good. What are your thoughts about Phil Mickelson not playing this week and being from Oklahoma? How disappointing was it for the fans out there?
Well, always disappointing if he's not here, but I understand why he's not here. I think the reason he's not here, Ann, is because I think he's full speed ahead with the Saudi Tour. Is my best prediction. I think they've offered him so much money. I can't believe that he would be, you know, helping pay to draw up the operating agreement if he wasn't way on down the line with them. And if he's that far down the line, I do think that he has accepted money. And I think that's the direction that he's going right now. And if he does, what that's going to do to his legacy, also his endorsement income has already dried up. That's going to be taken away from him. You know, he's at a crossroads right now.
I agree with you. I really think his head is in that Saudi league, which he admitted that he and his lawyer helped write their operating agreement. So I think he's definitely thinking about making all kinds of money and guaranteed appearances, et cetera, et cetera. And a reporter actually got to his mother, Phil's mother. I don't know if you saw that article, but Phil's mother said that Phil is as happy as she's seen him in years. He has a beard and mustache that she didn't recognize him at first. And he's just hanging out and watching his, you know, spending time with his family and watching his nephews play Little League and his niece playing lacrosse. So, you know, it's got one big mystery about Phil Mickelson, but it's always so compelling and so complex. It's always interesting to talk about. My thanks to you, Craig Humphreys. I appreciate you getting up extra early for us, and continued success.
And you're the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.